Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of the Still Rooms Grimoire. I'm your host, April Aquilin. And it has been quite a bit of a week. We took a break last week to just kind of, get everything in order. And with the shop expansion and everything, I needed a week to kind of gather my thoughts and figure everything out and get everything situated. And, the shop is now expanded and we have so much more space and just absolutely loving how everything is turning out. We still have some little things to do here and there, just little things to move around and add and such, but it is come along nicely. You can, if you're not local and you haven't seen, been up to see it, you can definitely see the progression and a little walkthrough on the shop's Instagram or Facebook page. But I'm pretty happy with it. And, now that that hard work is done of, cutting a hole through a wall and bringing my, my vision to life. Now I can, continue to focus on some other things and prepare this podcast for, just where it's going to go from here. We've got some awesome interviews coming up, and I am so excited for you guys to listen to these interviews that I've had with some amazing people. So definitely stay tuned for that. So this week I wanted to talk about altars. With the whole shop expansion and stuff and the rearranging of things and moving stuff around, it got me thinking that I have an altar here at my house. I have one in my space. I have you've heard me talk about it before. I have my I transformed my I have this small walk-in closet in my bedroom, and I transformed that into basically my witch room. And that is where my main altar is. I have little things around the house here and there. Like I have a small little setup in my office, and I have, crystals and such, placed all over the house. And downstairs in my front room, I have my, my herb cabinet and my big cabinet that, houses a lot of my items for my practice and all of my like tarot and oracle decks and things like that. But my altar, my main altar, is up in my little room. And it got me thinking about, with the shop expansion and everything, that the shop is actually an extension of one of my altar spaces. And in the shop, I actually have set up above the register a little altar shelf, and up there is where I put, certain crystals. I have a spell bag, a little spell pouch that I did back on New Year's, that resides up there. And then I also have Zelda. I have Zelda. She is our shop crone, and she basically watches over the shop and, foresees everything. I always joke that she is actually the real boss of the place. But I have that little altar, and actually, the whole entire shop is kind of an altar. It's a space. I bring in stuff that, works with the space that I want people to have access to. And, I decorate it in a way that, corresponds with the things that, bring me joy and the things that I want to focus on. So it's kind of been my, the whole space has been a big altar for me. And I'm actually in the process of working on a shop altar that is going to be in place for, not only myself, but my staff to place things. And also, customers who come in, they can place things on the altar. We'll have, a space, a little box or a bowl of some sort where people can put their, their intentions, their petitions, and then, on on full moons and new moons, you know, I love to burn shit. I will go ahead and ceremoniously, burn those petitions and intentions to send them out into the universe for people. So I'm getting ready to work on that, to set that up. It's going to be a little bit of a work in progress, but I'm excited to include it, in the shop as a space where not only myself and my staff can have something, but our customers can as well. And it kind of started with the whole, me being to finally able to have my lounge space in the shop where people can just come and they can hang out and they can just enjoy the energy of the space, or they can chat with other like-minded people. So now being able to have that, and then being able to have kind of like a community altar, I'm really, really excited about. But with altars, what I wanted to talk about today is, setting them up. I get questions a lot, in the shop about, how do I set up my altar? What do I do? And what do I need? And all of that. And I wanted to just kind of, talk about that with you guys today. And honestly, when people come up to me and they ask me, well, what do you put on your altar? How do you do it? And so on. I look at them and tell them it can be anything that you want it to be. It can be as small or as grand as you want it to be. And some people, when they are practicing, maybe their practice isn't out in the open, or they don't have the space to have this, massive altar. Doing little things, little objects, or even like little travel altars can work for this. So like I said, it can be as simple as just putting a candle out, or maybe setting up, buying a plant. If you like plants or having flowers, setting a bunch of flowers in a vase on a side table and putting a candle there, and it's inconspicuous. Nobody knows what it is, but you know what it is. It's your space, your altar, where you like to come spend time. If you have the ability to have something a little bit bigger, then go with items that speak to you. You don't have to follow what you find online and what you find on social media and things like, Pinterest and stuff. You don't have to make your space look exactly like that. And some of these spaces are, they're just amazing. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. But, we all may not have access to all of those things, and we may not want to set up those things. And we have to maybe keep in mind, children in our home that can, get into things on our altar, or pets, and such. So, you may have to do things a little bit differently, and that's okay. Remember what I've always said, your magic is your own, and your altar space is your own. Your sacred space that you create to spend time in and practice your craft is your own. And it, again, can be as simple or as grand as you want it to be. So a little walkthrough of my space to kind of give you an idea, and I don't mind, I'll share it on our socials so you guys can get a glimpse of how I have it set up. But I have this, it's a square space. It was a closet, like I said, it was a little walk-in closet that I completely gutted of stuff, and of course all the clothes and everything that were in there had to find another space. So they're shoved in, crevices and closets throughout the house. But, I kept up one of the shelves that I keep, just little things on that I've created. But I actually moved in. We have this one big bookshelf, this big wooden bookshelf, and I moved that in there. And that has all of my books, all of the books that I have on the craft. And each shelf of that bookshelf, I have the books kind of organized by subject, so to speak. So I have one that's all about just learning about the craft. I have one part that's dedicated all to crystals and the chakras. I have one that's dedicated to, that's all like spell books, you know, different grimoires and spell books that I have purchased that have information in them. I have one that is dedicated, a section that's dedicated just to cemeteries and folklore. And then I have a section that's actually dedicated to historical books, a lot on the Salem witch trials and, you know, history of witchcraft in general. So I have that section. And then scattered throughout, I have different things that I've added to them. I have a couple of animal skulls that I found when I was out foraging that I use on my altar as decor during, you know, different seasons, and also to connect to, you know, to that energy. I have different crystals. I have different, you know, bottles and antiques and just little trinkets that I've seen and I've picked up throughout my travels and such that mean something and spoke to me, and I wanted them in my space. I also have in there on one of the shelves, is the whole shelf is an ancestor altar. And an ancestor altar is another altar that you can do that is separate from, you know, your working altar. And it is a place where you can honor your loved ones who have passed and honor your ancestors that you're trying to connect to. And so on that space, I have a candle that I put on. It is actually one of those LED candles, so I can put it on and keep it on. It has like a timer. And then, you know, I do put a regular candle there at times, but just because of where it is, and it is on a shelf and there's not a lot of space in between, you know, the shelf above it, I don't want the flame to, you know, ruin or do anything to the bookshelf. So that's why I like to use an LED candle. But I'll have that. And then I have pictures of my loved ones. I have items of them, of theirs that I have just placed on there. I have graveyard dirt from their graves in jars that are marked, just in little jars up there. So I have that there. And then if I have like a spell that I'm working on and I want to use some of that, then I can use it. It's right at my fingertips. And I have some other things that associate with them that I can look at, hold, focus on if I'm trying to connect with them. I also have this awesome like oracle deck that I got in a box a couple of years ago, like one of these witchy subscription boxes. It's like a spirit oracle deck. And just like any other card deck, it gives you a message. So I work with that. I, you know, shuffle it up just like I would like my tarot cards or any other oracle cards. And I pull a card and it has a message on it, like, I connect with you when you're in nature, or I've sent you this message, you know, this item that you'll come across, and that's so you know that I'm around. So just like little different messages, and you know, they are pretty spot on when I'm working with them. So it's a nice little addition to my altar. And then I have an ancestor pot that I made with my coven, and I work with that and use that to connect with my ancestors as well. So there's a lot going on in that space that's, you know, in my room, on this bookshelf, but it's just another way that I have another little space set up, another little altar. And, you know, then throughout this space, I have another cabinet. It's a smaller little cabinet that my son actually made when he was in high school and he was in woodshop. He made this cabinet for me, and it houses more supplies than anything, but it houses the items in there that I use when I am working at my altars. So I have them right at hand. You know, it has some oils and such in there. It has a few herbs in there. It has incense and, you know, sprays and such. So I have them at hand when I need something, when I'm doing any workings in there. And then I have a small little space like in the corner where I sit. It's just a bunch of pillows that I sit on. I have like a one of those like bigger like meditation pillows. It's actually a yoga pillow. So if you've ever gone to a yoga class and they have like the bolsters or the pillows, they're not really soft and squishy, but they're soft enough, but they're meant to, you know, prop you up and everything in certain yoga poses. So I have one of those, and then I have another little like squishier pillow. And then of course now with it being, you know, spooky season, yes, I know we are only in August, but August 1st started spooky season, and I've already been shopping for decor and such, not only for the shop, but for my house and such. And so I have some different pillows in there. One's like a tarot card. I think it's the sun. Yeah, it's the sun tarot card. And then another one that is kind of like a book of spells looking pillow. And I use that. And so that's where I sit when I'm in there and I'm doing workings, whether or not I'm just sitting in there reading, or I'm sitting in there with my altar, or I'm doing a spell or whatnot. That's where I sit. The space is a little too small to put in a chair. I'm actually looking for kind of like the right size chair if I can. But right now I like being, you know, on the floor on a stack of pillows. It just feels nice and cozy. And so then I have my main altar, and it is made up of it's just a small square antique table that was given to us a long time ago. And it's a shorter table, so it's not really tall. So I can't really use it for like an end table, like down in my living room or whatnot, because it is a little short. So I decided to make it my altar space. And my altar, it changes. It changes, you know, from time to time. I don't really change mine out, you know, monthly or anything. And I know, you know, some people do. Some people will change it out monthly. Some people will change it out based on the Sabbats. Some people will change it out, you know, every moon phase, like every 2 weeks. They'll do it on a new moon, then they'll do it on a full moon. It's up to you when you want to change it out. I mean, there was a time where my altar stayed the same for like a whole year, and I didn't change it out or, you know, add anything, you know, to it. So you can really do whatever it is you want with it, whatever you feel called to do. I just changed it out, probably a couple of weeks ago. My whole space was a hot mess. It kind of ended up being a dumping ground for all of the new stuff that I got. And I finally took a day where I cleaned up the whole space. I organized everything. I redid my ancestor altars. I also redid the little altars I have for the two deities that I like to work with. So, just an aside, I like to work with Hecate and Brigid. So I have two little small altars for them that have statues and offerings and trinkets and everything that go along with them. So those are in my space as well. So again, two more altars, that are in there. But my main altar, I decided needed a refresh. So what I do when I either am switching out stuff on my altar, cleaning it off completely, is I will remove everything from the table, from the altar space. I remove everything, and then I like to physically cleanse the space. Usually I will spray. I have a little spray bottle in my room that has Florida water in it. So I will spray the table with that and wipe it down. And then I will also energetically cleanse it as well. So then I'll usually light some incense or use like some loose herbs in my cauldron and smoke cleanse the space, not only the altar, but the whole space. And then I will cleanse the items that I am going to place on there. So right now it's a little bit more simple than it is like around Sabbath time. I usually get a little bit more intricate and add more things to it when there's a Sabbat coming. But it is a little bit more simple, and it has some crystals that I like to keep on there. It obviously it has my cauldron on there, and I have an altar tile. It's a circular altar tile that has a pentagram on it, as well as a triquetra, and that kind of sits in the center, and my cauldron is usually on that. Or if I'm using anything else in any kind of spell work, I will place it on top of that altar tile when I'm doing my workings. I have a couple of jar spells that are ongoing that stay on there, so I work with them and they continue to get that energy. I have my altar candle that I have there that I light whenever I'm doing anything at my space. And then I have my tarot card deck that I love to work with. It's the Lightseer's Tarot. I mean, I have my other decks that sometimes I pull, and they're downstairs in my cabinet, but my Lightseer's Tarot deck that stays in my space. It stays at my altar all the time. It's usually my go-to, the one that I really like to work with. So that's pretty much my space that I have set up. And like I said, I can share with you some pictures of it, maybe kind of take you, like, do a little quick video or a reel or something and show you the space. But that's my setup. And right now it's what works with me. It's what works for me. And, I'll change it up when the need arises, when I feel like I need to, but that's what I have. And with your altars, do with them what you want. Change them up how you want, and add to them, subtract from them, whatever feels right to you. And if you don't have the availability to have a dedicated space that can stay out all the time, then you can make like a travel altar, or something that can be easily tucked away. A shoebox works great, or one of those plastic bins works great. If you want to get a little bit more creative, if you go to any of your craft stores and go into the section where they have like all the wood items, they usually have like little wood boxes, and they can be really small or they can be rather large. I have one that I got a while ago. It's not huge, but it's a pretty decent size. It's about the size of like a small like tote, and it looks almost like a small treasure chest. So it's got like the square or like rectangular-ish bottom, but the top is kind of domed, so it's a little higher. So it kind of works with stuff that I stick in there. So it gives me a little bit of room. But I got one of those and I painted it black, and that's where I keep a lot of my tools that I don't have like a space for, but I know I can get to them and use them in my room and at my altar whenever I need to. So you can use something like that, and that can be your altar. You can decorate the inside. You can, put pictures or, stickers, or even like contact paper or whatever. You can make it however you want on the inside, and then everything is in there that you need. And you can either just set it up like as it is, or you can, when you're ready to work at your space, you can pull everything out and kind of set it up at like your dining room table or your desk or on the floor, however you want to do it. Do what it is you need to do, and then everything goes back in the box, and then it goes back into the space where you keep it, whether that's in a closet or under your bed. You can, kind of have it anywhere. And depending on how big this, the box or, the case or whatever you're using, it can travel with you. I had in the shop little travel altars, and they were little tins. So think like an Altoid size tin. And inside there was like a tea light candle, crystal, some little vials of herbs, a little vial of Florida water to use. And it was a mini altar. You could take it with you. Pops in your bag, pops in your purse. Heck, it could even pop in your pocket. And you can take it with you. Great for if you travel a lot and you want to bring something with you for your practice. So you don't have to scrounge around, you know, where you are. If you want to, you know, do something or need to do a little working, you always have it with you. So there is that. It can even be something as simple as sticking something in one of those like mesh bags or little pouches and carrying it with you. That can be your small little travel altar. It can really be anything. Your altar space is what you connect with and what you decide it is. It's going to be. I mean, that's the beauty of it. With your altar space, you know, if you want to, you know, change things up by the Sabbath, you know, look up correspondences that go along with it, some things that you can add to your altar, some either plants or flowers, colors, crystals, herbs. You know, do that. Look around for, you know, little things that you can add at like thrift stores or Goodwills. I mean, my gosh, the stuff that you can find at thrift stores and stuff and such, antique stores, garage sales that you can use for your craft are amazing, especially if you're looking for decor for your altars or for your space. You can find so much there. But yeah, just have fun with it. Play around with it. Play around with your space. I would love to see what your spaces look like. If you want to share them, I'd love to hear your ideas of how you know, like if you have like a smaller travel altar or one that you have to, you know, keep out of view or out of touch of like pets or children. I would love to see how you have it set up. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of resources out there online and, you know, inspiration on Pinterest and such. But just remember, your altar, your sacred space is your own, and you can make it however you want it to be. And I would really love to see, you know, what you guys have. Like I said, I'm going to share some of my space and some of the things that I do. And maybe next time I clean off my altar, maybe I'll do a little video and show you guys exactly what it is that, you know, that I do and what I put on there. So I'll share on our socials, and I look forward to, you know, seeing what you guys have and hearing about how you set up your space. Because it's awesome to, you know, share ideas and share different things of how we create our sacred space. And you never know, you know, what you share might help somebody else and give them a little bit of inspiration, or maybe, you know, get them out of their altar rut and get them to start putting focus on their space again. Because we need to have that, you know, we need to have that sacred space. However small or large it is, it's always good to have that space that we can connect with and, you know, have that time and have that kind of grounding and that just that moment of this is my space and I am creating it how I want to and I am connecting with it how I want to. That's the beauty of it. So this week's card of the week is Nine of Pentacles. And you know, this card is all about accomplishment and the things that you've done in order to get to where you are now. And with this card, you know, it's a sign that, you know, things are good. Things are good right now. You know, we have what we need, we have what we want, and we're going to enjoy them. And, you know, I also like to look at this card sometimes too as This is a way for me to go into my space. So, like, go into my room that I have and enjoy the things that are around me. So, take that time to, you know, enjoy it. You've worked hard and you have the right to enjoy the things and the space around you. So definitely make sure that you are doing that this week. Make sure that you're taking that time to enjoy what you have. You know, you're in control. You got to remember that you're in control, and all the things that you have around you, you've created, you have gathered, you have put together. So now's your chance to enjoy it. Have fun with it and take that time. And remember that, you know, your sacred space, wherever it is and however it is that you like to, you know, work with it, is yours. And take all of it in and allow yourself to just enjoy. There's nothing selfish about it. It's kind of having your own little hermit moment, but you're not, you know, you're not closing people out. You're enjoying what you have. And, you know, if you want to share it with others, share it with others. But if you want to have it all to yourself, that's okay too. So there you go. There is our card of the week. So thank you guys so much for joining me this week. Next week, I am so excited. We have another guest with our Exploring Your Practices series. And next week, we will have an interview with Jackie Smith with Coventry Creations. And I can't wait for you guys to hear this interview. I had such an amazing time talking with her. And yeah, we've got a lot of interviews coming up. I'm so excited. I will share more about them as they get closer. But I look forward to you guys hearing our conversation next week. So definitely make sure to tune in there. So thank you guys again so much for joining me. This has been a production of The Still Room, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. And I look forward to chatting with you guys soon. Have a great week. Take care, witches. Blessed be.